With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. New bills, extra funding, and two coastal work permits. It was a busy agenda for Cabinet during their August 5th meeting. Starting with legislative matters, Cayman's leaders issued drafting instructions to amend the Tax Information Authority Act, the Freedom of Information Act, and the Insurance Act. Turning to money matters, Cabinet greenlit funding for the portfolio of the civil service, a reallocation of funds for the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, and an increase in allocations for the Office of the Ombudsman. Cabinet minutes no longer include monetary values. However, the appropriations are expected to be revealed at a future meeting of Parliament. During the August 5th meeting, Cabinet also approved a two-year Public Works Department District Administration Coastal Works Permit to, quote, provide ongoing maintenance of public dock and boat launching facilities in the Sister Islands, as well as a two-year renewal of Coastal Works permits to the Ministry of Planning for the Kaibo Public Beach Revitalization Project. They also approved the appointment of Chief Magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, as chairperson for the Sister Islands Planning Appeals Tribunal. Caymanian job seekers of all skill levels are being encouraged to enroll in the Hello to Hired Employment Initiative. Here's CIGTV's Takia Smith.
Led by the Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration, the program creates a direct pathway between local job seekers and companies actively recruiting across the Cayman Islands. Participants can gain access to on-the-spot job interviews, career workshops, and networking sessions with actively hiring recruiters. The initiative also offers free practical support services on site, including one-on-one resume reviews, professional interview coaching, and career guidance. The first event, held earlier this year, drew over 60 prospective employees, with some securing jobs on the spot. Partners including Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman or WORK, the Cayman Islands Recruitment Association, and private recruitment agencies are supporting the rollout.
And the Beat of Our Hearts summer camp brought vibes on Saturday as participants put their drumming skills on display during the camp's closing showcase. Throughout the week, the camp teens learned drumming techniques from Willie Stewart, percussionist for international reggae group Third World. The showcase celebrated their progress, creativity, and the skills developed throughout the program. For more information about the event, you can head to the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage socials. In regional news, the Jamaica government has made an improved offer on key components of the 24-point claim from the Jamaica Teachers Association, which will be placed before delegates before a decision expected next week. The president of the JTA told the Jamaica Gleaner that government has responded to what he termed as, quote, some deal breakers, and the delegates will decide on them at the association's 62nd annual conference, which starts in Kingston today. The Jamaica Gleaner reports as government and the teachers union have been engaged in wage negotiations for about a year, but, quote, no significant progress has been made. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Jared Kushner, has met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he seeks Israeli backing for the US-backed Gaza peace plan. Mr. Netanyahu has rejected the proposals, and Israeli officials said today's meeting was focusing on elements that could be agreed. Mr. Kushner met the Hamas leadership on Sunday. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has praised the suppression of the Tiananmen Square demonstrations in a rare mention of the 1989 democracy protests. His comments came during a speech marking the centenary of the birth of one of his predecessors, Jiang Zemin. Meanwhile, the latest economic data from China indicates a further weakening of domestic demand in the world's second largest economy. Analysts say it leaves the country vulnerable to economic shocks. Heavy fighting has been reported in the Somali city of Baidoa, where forces loyal to a former regional leader have clashed with the federal army. There are reports of civilian casualties. Zambia's main opposition party has rejected government accusations that its members were involved in plotting an insurrection at the time of last week's election. The NRPUP said several of its members were arrested in a raid at the home of its leader, Brian Mundabile. The authorities in Pakistan say they've arrested almost 260 people following a raid on an alleged scam call centre in Islamabad. 40 Chinese nationals and 170 people from Vietnam were reportedly among those detained. The number of Indonesians displaced by Saturday's earthquake has continued to rise due to damaged and unstable homes. The quake killed at least 54 people. And an unusual rescue operation has taken place on the Greek island of Crete after a vulture refused to budge from the wing of a plane which was about to take off. BBC News.